Good morning. The market feels calmer than it did on Friday, but it is a fragile calm. Stocks bounced and oil pulled back, yet the week ahead is dominated by one question: whether the Federal Reserve raises rates for the first time in 3 years. August core CPI rose 0.3% month over month, above consensus, and headline CPI held at 3.4% year over year. Gasoline was up 27% from a year earlier, diesel hit a record $6 a gallon, and airfares rose 23%. The University of Michigan's September consumer sentiment reading fell to 47.8 from 51.7. Fed futures now imply an 87% probability of a quarter point hike on Wednesday, the first increase in 3 years, with more than one increase now priced in. Bank of America warns that holding rates after this report risks a significant long-end sell-off. The 10-year Treasury closed at 4.974%, within a hair of 5%. August retail sales are also due this week. The Wall Street Journal's Heard on the Street column adds that inflation pressures are building while politicians race to win voters with big spending promises, adding further inflationary risk. That same tension is visible in energy. Brent retreated from above $110 to settle at $104.61, down 2.8% on the day, but up 8% on the week. West Texas Intermediate closed at $100.05, down 2.4% on the day and up 9.4% on the week. Jim Cramer said Friday's oil pullback changed the tape, but the Fed is the next big test. He warned that an Iranian attack on a carrier group would spike oil and rates and clobber stocks, and advises staying selective and avoiding margin. The oil relief is fragile because the supply map is shifting. Saudi Arabia shut its 7 million barrel per day east-west pipeline after drone attacks from Iraq. Houthi forces seized Mocha and Perim Island, potentially putting the Bab al-Mandeb Strait in hostile hands. The Saudi crown prince pressed President Trump for U.S. military intervention. Trump declined. European natural gas storage is at 67%, the lowest in 15 years, with Germany and the Netherlands near 50%. Spot European gas is up 75% since the end of June, favoring U.S. liquefied natural gas exporters Venture Global and Cheniere. Venezuela's new oil deals, including U.S. involvement through NABEP and Chevron's roughly $7 billion expansion, could lift output from about 1 million barrels per day toward 2 million relatively soon, though operator and country risk remains high. Russia is rerouting grain exports through its Far East as Black Sea strikes threaten traditional routes, adding logistics risk to wheat trade. At the BRICS summit in India, which continues through the weekend, Putin and Pezeshkian condemned Western sanctions and pushed local currency trade, while Modi steered the bloc away from outright de-dollarization and called for Middle East dialogue. Back in the United States, Friday's rally was broad, but not enough to erase a losing week. The Dow rose 1% to 52,573. The S&P 500 added 0.9% to 7,657. And the NASDAQ gained 1% to 26,333. The two-year yield sat at 4.642% and the 30-year at 5.354%. The dollar rose. Gold was flat near $4,366 an ounce. Rate positioning is already defensive, puts on long-dated treasuries traded at 3.3 times their average, and a $1.8 million October put spread at the 80 and 79 strikes is betting on more long-end pain. Kalshi plans to seek approval for U.S.-regulated single-stock perpetual futures on roughly 60 large exchange-traded funds and stocks. Coinbase has also filed. Hyperliquid's single-stock perpetual volume has surged from $4 billion to $212 billion year-to-date, adding leverage and around-the-clock risk to equities. Leopold Aschenbrenner's Situational Awareness Fund is back in public markets through options, buying Advanced Micro Devices, Bloom Energy, CoreWeave, SK Hynix, SanDisk, and the Roundhill Memory Exchange-traded fund after its summer collapse. In corporate news, PayPal's chief executive says the company will stay independent. Enrique Lores plans to turn Venmo into a one-stop money app, cut costs, and improve checkout. The stalled buyout left shares at $53, well below the $60.50 offer. Laura's gets a $25 million bonus if the stock averages above $68. Chime is buying Stride Bank for $590 million as it pursues a bank charter, and Bancorp shares slid 20% on partner risk fears. Mizuho sees Robinhood volumes boosted by upcoming artificial intelligence initial public offerings, raising its fourth quarter equity volume growth estimate to about 50% year over year. EverBank is pursuing a reverse merger with Washington Federal, known as WAFT, to create a $75 billion asset bank. Private equity backers will own about 59.2%, and the combined company will trade under the symbol EVBK. Block has applied to form a federally regulated national trust bank for stablecoin and Bitcoin custody, with no deposits or loans. Approval from the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency is required. Technology remains the engine room. Dell jumped 12% after RBC initiated coverage with an outperform rating, citing a $95 billion AI server backlog and $16.4 billion of AI servers in the second quarter. Fiscal year guidance was raised to $192 billion, and the shares are up roughly 350% in 2026. Oracle posted strong cloud infrastructure growth, but slipped 1.7% on funding concerns for data center buildouts. Its AI data platform narrative is seen as positive for Snowflake and MongoDB. Enterprise software is surviving AI disruption better than feared. Salesforce, ServiceNow, Snowflake, and Workday all delivered strong results. Salesforce rose 22% after earnings and expanded its Anthropic partnership. Dreamforce runs Monday through Wednesday. Lena reports Wednesday after the close. Intuit and Brinker hold analyst meetings Thursday. SoftBank-backed SB Energy's IPO filing shows no operational data centers, but $430 billion of potential revenue, 82% arriving after 8 years, and $174 billion in planned capital spending. Its flagship Ohio project depends on an unbuilt affiliated power plant. Shipments of smartphones priced below $100 fell nearly 60% year over year in the second quarter, as AI-driven memory inflation pushed dynamic random access memory to about 60% of a low-end phone's bill of materials. Xiaomi and Oppo average selling prices are up about 30%. Finally, a handful of signals worth noting. A Polymarket account hit a 98% win rate on 42 bets across KPMG audited earnings, only about $22,000 in profit, but enough to fuel insider trading suspicion. Election officials in Arizona and other jurisdictions are banning public employees from trading prediction market contracts ahead of the midterms. Bending Spoon's adjusted earnings exclude heavy amortization. Evernote's revenue rose 30%, while users fell 48%, and net revenue retention is only about 95%. Wealthy investors have poured $170 billion into tax-aware long-short strategies since 2022, and the Treasury is warning about what it calls tax alpha products. Hermès watches resell at only 41% of their sticker price, pressured by Birkin bait buying that undermines its watchmaking ambitions. It is a market caught between a rate decision, a fragile oil calm, and an AI churn that keeps revaluing everything it touches. Keep your risk measured and let the data do the talking. Good morning.